I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. One of the biggest challenges facing wildlife management in West Virginia today is the lack of good habitat diversity. Now, the DNR has officially launched a plan they are hoping will change that. I'll tell you more about it coming up after this. The 70s and 80s featured fantastic, diverse habitat for all creatures in West Virginia. But as those old abandoned farms have aged and timber cutting is not nearly what it once was, the state's woodlands have become very big, with nothing coming on behind the trees unless somebody starts timbering land. Well, DNR Game Management Supervisor Gary Foster says they're going to start doing just that, at least in a prescribed manner, over the next 5 years.
We've put together a five-year forest management plan that will kind of drive our where we want to do commercial timber sales, geared at wildlife habitat enhancement.
The lack of that young regenerating forest has cost us a lot of species of wildlife over the years.
A lot of species of wildlife that are very dependent upon young forest habitat as well as mature timber. And over the years, our forests here in West Virginia have gotten a little bit out of balance in terms of age classes, the forest age classes, and we're very mature forests in West Virginia. And as well as on our WMAs too. So we see a real need to try to increase our forest management, our harvesting focus, to try to get those forests back in better balance.
And those are for game and non-game species alike.
When you look at the eastern United States, those species that depend upon grasslands and young forest habitat, sapling stage habitat, have seen the biggest declines in the last 50 years. So we're hoping to see those populations having a positive response to what we're doing. But there's no doubt that the things we're doing are going to be very beneficial to turkeys for brood rearing or grouse for habitat or deer for browse. It's going to be, I think, a win-win for a lot of wildlife species.
Even songbirds will return once the habitat gets back into more diversification. The plan calls for cutting up to 2,000 acres annually on the state's wildlife management areas. Foster admits that number doesn't suit everybody.
Yeah, and everybody has a little different view on that. There's a lot of folks that think we're cutting too much if we go to that level, but we feel, and there's also the community, especially the hunters, grouse hunters, woodcock hunters, that would probably like to see that number increased.
Now, the DNR has identified 175,000 acres of land that would be eligible for this cutting. They'll reevaluate the program after the 5 years are up. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.